Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, March 8, 2010. For the next 60 minutes, joining us from France is Max Kaiser of the Kaiser Report on RT. He's also TV shows at BBC, Press TV, you name it. The inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange. A lot of his technologies are used on major stock exchanges today. I want to get into the state of the world economy with him, but I also want to talk about the Joe Stack attack, a lot of evidence that was staged, the Pentagon attack. We saw preconditioning that 9/11 truthers were going to get violent before anyone had ever gotten violent. And I saw the media putting that out, and I said, look, they're about to stage something. And now it turns out his parents warned. Turns out he's got government connections with weird government contracts and communications with the Pentagon. Same thing with Joe Stack. But regardless, they are really demonizing everybody right now. The Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking me every day. They're demonizing the Tea Parties. They're going after everybody. So we'll talk about that with Max Kaiser as well, because the people are really starting to wake up. The banks control both parties. The good news is, I want to cover first, Iceland voters reject repayment plan and how that dovetails with this AP article. IMF suggests how to raise climate change funds. Pay money directly to them. So we'll talk about the open expansion of this private banking world government with Max Kaiser. Max Kaiser, good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, good to be back with you.
So much is going on. Let's talk in general terms first about the world economy. More and more analysts are saying, look, we got 22% unemployment. We're really in a depression. Things are getting worse, not better. Where is this going?
Yeah, well, as we've talked about before, it's a global phenomenon, what I call the global insurrection against banking occupation. We're seeing it in Iceland. We're seeing it in Greece. We're seeing it in countries all over the world. It started in 2007 with the beginning of the credit crunch. We first started to understand what was happening with the credit crunch. Remember, over there at Citigroup, the CEO of Citigroup, Chuck Prince, said, as long as the music keeps going, we're going to keep dancing. What he meant by that was, as long as the Fed was going to continue to print money in ways that we could borrow and securitize our way into these phony profits, we're going to continue to do so, even though our underlying basic business model is corrupt. Well, anyway, the music stopped, and this was the beginning of the global credit crunch. It was huge in 2008. There was a bit of a respite in 2009 because of the stimulus package, which was basically nothing more than a bit of a sugar high. And now in 2010, it's the resumption of this global crunch, this credit crunch, this deflation, this depression. And the people in various countries around the world are starting to fight back. They're fighting back in Iceland. They're fighting back in Greece. So it's not just in the U.S. that people are being disenfranchised by the tyranny that's gone on the level of the investment banks.
And worldwide, I've seen the news in Iceland, in Spain, in Greece. The media is implying that the anti-banking parties, the anti-looting parties, are terrorist or radical. And so look for events to be staged and blamed on the opposition there. But I don't think that these staged provocations, or in some cases the establishment allowing nuts to attack the government, is going to make the people love the banks. I think this isn't going to work, Max.
Well, it's interesting. In countries like Greece and Iceland, the people understand specifically what the problem is, and they are pushing back directly against the bankers themselves. In the U.S., the message is very muted because the mainstream media is able to get all of the activists to line themselves up into a circular firing line, and they all shoot each other.
Exactly. We're busy. Republicans bashing Democrats, Democrats bashing Republicans, Republicans and Democrats bashing Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Shooting at each other.
We'll be right back with Max Kaiser. Stay there, Max.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com is our guest for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up for people specifically with questions for Max Keiser at the bottom of the hour. It's very simple. Less than 20 big central banks openly are setting up world governments, saying we're going to pay our carbon taxes to them. They go into nations, set up these derivative systems to get people deeply in fraudulent debt. They want the resources of the nation. They pay off the politicians to buy in to the Ponzi schemes. But instead of going to prison like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay, when they implode the economy, they get even more power, and they use paramilitary, military-industrial complex systems and television brainwashing to play the public off against each other and to suppress and demonize anybody else that wakes up. But, Max, the reason I talk about myself here is that I have Time Magazine, New York Times, Newsweek, Southern Poverty Law Center. They called me today. They're doing a cover story on their intelligence report, demonizing me. They're misrepresenting who I am, what I stand for, what I'm doing. They're demonizing anybody that criticizes the banks as racist, which has nothing to do with it. They're making it about Obama, which is what they do. You know, the right wing makes it about Obama. The left wing makes it about the Republicans. To where, as you said, we're a circular firing line all shooting at each other. They've got the people shooting at each other. But then, meanwhile, it's pretty creepy to now had the London Guardian and just New York Daily News, the Austin American Statesman, no exaggeration, three or four big publications a day saying, I'm dangerous, I'm bad, Alex Jones has caused a huge psychosis globally. I mean, it's creeping my wife and I out. I mean, I can handle the heat in the kitchen, but I don't think of myself as that big. You had recognized previously, and I didn't get you on to talk about me, but I want your advice, that I was super effective and that I was being mimicked, and you're more of a media expert than I. You've done it longer than I have. What do you say to what I'm saying here? Why do you think this is happening? Max Kaiser's line dropped. I don't want to do Skype anymore, guys. Maybe a little bit better audio quality, but it just doesn't work to, like, foreign countries and places. So, and then we don't notice when the line drops. It's always good to ask a long question because, I mean, I'm here watching this happen. I'm watching this go on. I am seeing it, and I'm seeing myself being held up as the devil because I am identifying the banks as the enemy. I'm telling people, don't fight with Obama. Don't fight with the Republicans. The leadership is controlled by the same people. We have got to address the real issues, and we've got to do it now. And that's what Max Kaiser is doing. Max Kaiser, for several years on this show and his own television programs, has been identifying the real enemy. Max, why do you think, I don't know how much of my question you heard before your line dropped, I'm asking your advice. Why do you think the mainstream media is now identifying Alex Jones as this big number one enemy?
It's because you're so handsome.
No, seriously, because you've been telling me on and off air for the last year or so that I was really having an effect, and I kind of put it off as you analyzing it. But I'm asking you now, why do you think this is happening?
Well, clearly as I've been saying, basically there's this credit crunch, there's a credit collapse. And no matter how much money they throw at it, they can't reinflate the bubble. They can't. They're trying to get the bubble going again. They can't do it. So, you know, their people are looking for scapegoats. You know, the classic propaganda model, going back, you know, to World War II, is first you develop demagogues, or and then you also develop scapegoats. So under in Nazi Germany, for example, Hitler was the godlike figure. And the minorities that they choose were the scapegoats. Now, here we have Lloyd Blankfein over at Goldman Sachs saying he's doing God's work. He's clearly setting himself up as a demigod. He's in touch with God. He's doing God's work. And for the propaganda model to work, he's got to have scapegoats.
And they give Al Gore awards. They give Obama awards for starting more wars, peace prizes. So that's the joke. They're God. We're bad.
You need a scapegoat for the propaganda model to work, because people need to love. They need to fall in love with their captor, and they need to hate somebody. So that's the way the propaganda model works. So in America right now, if you're the scapegoat, they need somebody to be the scapegoat. So I mean, but this is not unpredictable. I mean, this is the model that we're talking about, because since the credit collapse has eliminated the easy money, what we have now is this wholesale transference of wealth, what's left, into the pockets of the top 1%, and they have to do it in a way that everybody kind of thinks is acceptable, and they do this by scapegoating one portion of the population, by setting themselves up as God, and that they need to continue to transfer wealth to themselves because they need, and that's the model that we've seen before in history, and it's the model being used in the U.S. today.
Well, Max, I mean, you have always identified that the big power structure, Wall Street and others, are in control of both parties. And you've been identifying the banks, and you talk about the revolt against the banking global dictatorship gaining steam, but they've been more successful in the U.S. playing different political groups off against each other, divide and conquer. Specifically, though, what do you see unfolding in Iceland and in Greece? I mean, for those that don't know, over the weekend, Iceland voters reject repayment plan because it's a fraud.
Yeah, well, as these currencies, you know, remember the Icelandic krona collapsed. I was in Reykjavik a year before the collapse. I was in the Hotel 101. I was sitting with bankers from what was still a viable firm, Lehman Brothers, and they told me that they were planning to attack the Icelandic krona using derivatives and other financial products, and that they were going to take the Icelandic economy down. I made a film at that time. I spoke to bankers. I told them, you know, this economy is going to blow up in less than a year because you are in control of the speculators. You have lost control of your economy. And they laughed at me, and they said, no, that's impossible. And, of course, less than a year later, the krona collapsed, the Icelandic economy collapsed. Now we're seeing the same speculators move on to Greece and move on to the Eurozone, where they say to Greece, you know, we're going to collapse your economy unless you give us some of your islands, unless you give us some of your tourist attractions, which we can securitize and turn into derivatives and trade with each other for next year's Christmas bonus. And if you don't do that, we're going to crash your economy. So they use these derivatives as basically weaponized financial products. We saw with Hank Paulson. He went to Congress and said, either give us $700 billion, remember, at the end of 2008, either you give us $700 billion or we're going to crash your economy. Now, that's that he held the Congress hostage. To me, I don't understand how he got away with holding the American Congress hostage like this and demanding $700 billion in ransom. They mean, you know, the U.S. is crying about pirates in Somalia. What about the pirates on the floor right there in Congress? I mean, I don't understand the double standard there.
Well, you may have seen this. It just came out today, Atlantic Monthly, and I'll give folks a document cam shot of this. It says a detention bill you ought to read more carefully. Again, that's Atlantic Monthly. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is a John McCain, Joseph Lieberman bill. It says the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010 allows the holding of citizens inside the United States for any reason. Section 5, any matters as the president considers appropriate with no evidence of any crime being committed extrajudicially by the military. And then now Homeland Security's put out a training video of these mobile Homeland Security body scanning vans that will also brain scan you, and then they will claim with their quackery, just like the lie detector sent millions of innocent people to prison, they'll have some minimum wage TSA person say, this shows you're a terrorist. It tells of your lying, supposedly, and then you disappear. I mean, my God, I mean, I'm living in the running, man, Max. This is incredible.
Well, it's because they're broke. The easiest way to make money in the world is in the prison business. And we know that the prison business in the U.S. is thriving. The U.S. has the biggest prison population in the world. It's growing. The fastest minority in the United States in terms of growth is the prison population. We know that the private companies that own the prisons, they own the restaurants and the hotels that are located near the prison. So when you go to visit your family in prison and you stay in the hotel and you eat in the restaurants, you're paying the same owner who owns the prison. We know that the prison owners lobby Washington to get laws passed to make it easier to put people into prison. And this is a huge money maker. It's the easy way to make money. You see, in the United States, unfortunately, they don't have enough self-confidence anymore to compete and do things like high technology and go to the moon. You know, the fact that Barack Obama canceled NASA and canceled all the space programs was really a shame because, you know, if it wasn't for NASA, if it wasn't for man landing on the moon in 1969, there would have been no Silicon Valley, there would have been no Google, there would have been no Microsoft, there would have been no Oracle software, there would have been no IBM doing the PC industry, there's no Apple computer. It was the cutting edge of a technological revolution based on the fact that everybody wanted to be an astronaut, and people wanted to get their science degrees, and America was competitive, and we were going to beat the Russians with Sputnik, and it was a very competitive society. But now, America's lost its will to compete. So they basically, all they want to do is build prisons and lock people up for money because they're broke. And they don't know they have too much debt. You see, America is like the guy, is like the student with too much debt who gives up. Or the unemployed guy with too much debt who gives up. The entire country is like this. They have too much debt. So instead of trying to compete or to get a job and to compete on the world stage, they've given up. America's given up on itself. It doesn't have enough confidence to really want to compete on the world stage anymore. They're letting China and India and these other countries take center stage.
But that was the globalist. That was the globalist plan. I read that from documents in the 70s. Move everything to China, get us in debt, turn us into a prison colony, implode out our economy, and all we'll provide is propaganda and military hardware. Max, let's look at the IMF suggests how to raise climate change funds. This is really just their global tax. But how would private bankers sell a global tax? Oh, to save the penguins. And then we'll talk about where Max Keiser sees this going.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Associated Press, today, IMF suggests how to raise climate change funds. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Director Dominic Strauss-Kahn, says that nations should have a quota system based on their GDP paid directly to the IMF and World Bank to save the Earth from climate change. And then they admit where the money goes and what they do with it will be secret. Has nothing to do with it. They couldn't get Congress to pass the bill. So they're just doing it. This is what they said at the end of Copenhagen. What's the thinking of these people globally, Max Keiser? Because the money isn't there. The people are going bankrupt. The unemployment's over 20-plus percent. And all these counties and cities and states are passing laws to tax food. Europe's passing more taxes. They're bringing in unlimited amounts of immigrants who then weigh down the welfare system. I mean, the banks want to bankrupt things.
Well, they're looking for a new bubble, and they were able to turn real estate into a wildly successful bubble. That was after the NASDAQ bubble, which was after the long-term capital management bubble and the savings and loan crisis bubble. So they need to create, they need to find a new bubble. Carbon trading, they hope, will be this new bubble. If you get laws around the world forcing governments to buy into the carbon trading scheme, then you have a ready buyer, you have demand for the product, then you can collateralize and securitize that demand and create futures contracts and derivatives that you can swap with each other. And that's the theory is that if you create $100 billion and $200 billion and a multi-trillion dollar derivatives bubble based on this new asset, carbon-based asset, then it'll be a trickle-down economy, and we'll be back to the way it was in 2005 and 2006. All we need is another huge bubble. But in my opinion, the next big bubble to come down the pike is something that nobody's talking about right now, and it's going to be what we're seeing over there at Cantor Fitzgerald and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, headed up by Gary Gensler, who's a former Goldman Sachs guy. He's over there at Commodity Futures Trading Commission. They're going to authorize, starting next month, trading in box office futures contracts. And in my opinion, this has the potential to be the next huge bubble and bust in the American economy. And we are unique, and now we're going to see the creation of a bubble. It's like looking through the Hubble telescope and seeing the creation of a faraway galaxy. Here we're going to watch a bubble go from zero to $500 billion and then back to zero again in the course of 24 months. And this is going to be heralded as an amazing saving grace for the American economy. They're going to take box office futures, which box office receipts, which are roughly $10 to $15 billion a year, whether you look at it domestically or worldwide. They're going to securitize that. And they're going to introduce hundreds of billions of dollars of box office collateralized futures contracts. And this is going to be made available to millions of investors all over the
world. And the bankers are going to make money on the way up. And then when it all goes bankrupt, they'll make money on a Hollywood bailout.
Well, this is multidimensional. Because, first of all, there's three major pieces to this. First of all, this is an insider trader's paradise. This is a gangster's paradise being overseen by Gary Gensler, chairman of the CFTC, who I reached out to them to try to warn them about what was going on here. But this is a former Goldman Sachs guy. He's been put in place by the banking cartel, and they're going to oversee with Cantor Fitzgerald this enormous catastrophe. The insider trading possibilities are really unbelievable, like nothing we've seen before.
Now we'll see films that they short where they'll sabotage the release.
Well, that's the beginning of it. So let's say you've got two movies opening in 2 years. You know, Indiana Jones, the sequel, Spider-Man, the sequel. There's going to be the news, the global news treats this as real news. You know, the Hollywood news is covered before world news. The Hollywood news, it's the global currency. And this is covered, you know, before, you know, earthquakes in foreign countries, before people declare war. They tell you what Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are doing. You know, this is the most important thing for most people. This is the basis of why this is going to be a huge, spectacular bubble. So they're going to be, of course, shorting each other's projects in the market to sabotage each other's projects. That's one aspect to it. But also, we know that they're going to be colluding with each other, just like Goldman and J.P. Morgan and these guys collude now in the derivatives business. They're going to be colluding in these box office futures.
And then
contracts.
When it totally implodes, the banks will fully control an industry they already dominated. And they'll be able to politicize it even more because now there'll be all these city and county and state money invested.
Well, they'll have the retail. See, the thing that about a con game, the way con works, Alex, is the con has to want to be con. You know, we've all seen the scene of con men working their trade. When these box office futures contracts are released to the public, people are going to be tripping over themselves to get involved in this new business because everybody wants a piece of the celebrity Hollywood bubble.
Exactly. They'll say, I'm involved in the new Brad Pitt movie. Stay there. Let's explain how the con works. Then they'll balloon it up and then implode it. and it just continues. We have a Goldman Sachs guy setting up the Greece collapse, now running the Greece collapse.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
We're going to take some calls from Max Kaiser, get into other subjects that he thinks is important on his radar. Busted. Citigroup caught blatantly marketing itself as a casino, exactly what Kaiser has been talking about for years. Here's another PrisonPlanet.com article. IMF head calls for huge global warming slush fund. It's like buying indulgences 600 years ago from the Vatican to get your family out of hell. It has nothing to do with the environment. But they use the money to go in and buy off third world and first world countries and buy up our infrastructure. You pay them tax money so they can come buy up your roads and put toll roads on it. And then if you go bankrupt and can't pay to go on it, they put you in jail in one of their private prisons they own. I mean, the sky's the limit. We're going back to Max Kaiser in just a moment. I want to remind listeners that when you get Fall of the Republic on DVD, we've got a free T-shirt deal, T-shirt of your choice, great T-shirts with great Infowars.com messages where you can meet like-minded people when you're on the streets, and your purchase also makes this radio show, the websites, and future films possible. Be sure and visit the online video bookstore at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have a massive discount on Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracy, which covers the Wall Street takeover, government assassinations, government drug dealing, you name it. $19.95, normally $24.95, officially comes out today. We're shipping it out now. And you can get free Loose Change Final Cut DVD or Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings for a limited time. when you get the book. That's a $44.95 value for $19.95 at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's a win-win-win-win-win. You get great information to wake up yourself, friends, and families, to get an even greater knowledge of what's happening, and you support what we're doing here. I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that's made today's show possible as well. Then we're going back to Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, the preeminent, highest quality, best price, non-GMO, non-hybrid, made right here in America, grown right here in America, storable foods. They got a bunch of different food lines, totally prepared, freeze-dried, dehydrated, raw foods, special diets foods. They're the biggest. They're the best. They have the best prices. eFoodsDirect.com. This is where I get my storable food. eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And they've got a special going right now where you buy nine, get three free, or buy three, get one free. They got a bunch of specials going right now for limited time at eFoodsDirect.com. Going back to Max, we're talking about how the con game works by these galactic-level Madoff, Kinlay types. You got cut off by the break, Max Kaiser. Continue.
Right. Well, for the con to work, the person has to want to be conned, basically. In this case, you're conning them with the come-on with Hollywood, by turning Hollywood into a Ponzi scheme that anybody can lose money on. But beyond that, there's another piece to this, which is the technology itself. The virtual specialist technology that I invented back in 1996, this technology was invented when I put it together to eliminate all of the front-running abuse that I saw on the floor of the stock exchange when I was working as a stockbroker. So it's designed to eliminate what's called the broker-dealer conflict of interest, because anyone who's buying and selling stocks professionally on the floor of the exchange, they act as both a broker, matching buys and sells, but they also act as a principal in buying and selling for their own account. My technology eliminates that conflict of interest. It eliminates front-running. It eliminates what we call now high-frequency trading. That technology, that patent, is being warehoused by Cantor Fitzgerald and not being allowed into the public domain, because they make a ton of money supporting the infrastructure of Wall Street, which makes a ton of money doing things like high-frequency trading and front-running. So it's just like a drug company who's warehousing a valuable patent on a drug, even though it could cure lots of people, it would cut into an existing business. So Cantor is effectively warehousing a technology that could save Americans hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars that are lost by abuse on the floor of the exchange by these banks engaging in front-running.
Instead, it's come out that the big banks have special government-developed programs that allow them to actually cheat the market.
That these technologies, the high-frequency trading, as was revealed when they captured one of the defectors from Goldman Sachs a few months ago, they set up shop on the floor of the exchange and they siphon off billions of dollars. Goldman says they make $100 million a day on their book. A lot of it comes from high-frequency trading on the floor of the exchange using this siphoning technique where they go into the exchange and they get involved in the market-making process, and they basically siphon money out. My technology, the virtual specialist technology, patent number 5950176 in the U.S., would eliminate all of that and save hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. But it's being warehoused by Cantor. Cantor won't put it into the public domain because they know that it would cut into their business and it would cut into their fellow Wall Street broker business.
Max Kaiser, where does it end? Because we are seeing people say no in Greece, but it doesn't matter. Goldman set it up 10 years ago. They're now running, as you know, but listeners may not, the bankruptcy there at the government level. They've paid off the politicians. Everywhere you look, it's Goldman Sachs piloting the fraud, and the other big banks nexusing in with them, help fund them and carry it out with them. But Iceland voters, and we have one of the leaders of the parliament, Jones Dottier, joining us tomorrow. They used anti-terror laws, as you know, but listeners may have missed it. In fact, there's a headline. UK anti-terror laws, right move against Icelandic banks. That's out of a British newspaper, where they're even seizing citizens' money, saying, well, your government owes us this money, 10 times the entire GDP of the nation. And then now that they've said no, the banks are going, guess what? We actually owned assets in your country already that'll pay this off. Okay, that's fine. but they're still going to try some other chicanery. I mean, explain how Goldman Sachs, allied with the other big brokerage banks, takes down nations, and now we've got top politicians in the U.S., the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, saying the same thing's going to happen here, but saying we've got to do whatever the banks say in the next financial terrorism or we'll have a depression. But we know we're getting a depression by letting them to continue to rape us. And we've seen all the headlines. I've heard Bloomberg Financial, I listen every day, with the bankers bragging. Look how we got more power out of our last scam. Let's go even bigger. You know, the world is ours. I mean, it's just, it's so transparent.
Well, Iceland is pushing back. You know, you saw that story that Iceland is going to introduce. They're trying to work on a new scheme now to make themselves a free press country. And Iceland now is going to raise the bar and be a country, the only country in the world, where people can go, like WikiLeaks can be set up and not be under threat of prosecution. So Iceland is taking it to the next level. They're saying not only are we going to get rid of the bad bankers, but we're going to start getting rid of the bad media. And we're just going to start to get rid of all the garbage out there.
Yeah, it's called the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative.
That's right. They want to come out of this as a shining example, not only to the banking fraudsters, but to all the media that supports the banking
fraudsters. How do you see the jackals that John Perkins talks about? What do you think black ops are going to do to try to stop this? Because one example of people standing up, you know, if one ant stands up, they could all stand up, and those little puny ants outnumber us 1,000 to 1.
Well, that's why the people of Greece need to get involved with the people of Iceland. That's why when you're talking on your show about the different groups in the U.S. that are struggling to emerge from this new post-credit crisis suppression.
And we're all being demonized. We're all being demonized as terrorists.
They have common cause with the people in Iceland, the people in Greece, and people all over the world. This is a global problem. So when you add the global dimension, you're not talking about, oh, a few hundred thousand or a few million in the U.S. who are struggling against their oppressors. You're talking about millions all over the world who are struggling against basically the same group of bankers. Goldman Sachs is at the center of everything. You know, I mean, they were in the center of the Greece problem. They were now, the New York Post just talked about in 2005, they were behind a deal to cook the books as far as the new ocean front development that they were working on, a new seaside development we're working on. We know that they cooked the books in 2000 to allow Greece into the euro to begin with. They did some additional tricks in 2009. Okay, so the name keeps coming
why
up.
Are,
we're
why?
Talking about people all over the world, millions of people in countries all over the world, we only know that there are two or three of those at the center of the problem. You're telling me that millions around the world can't figure out a way to decapitalize just one or two of the worst of the worst? I mean, come on now.
Well, let me expand on that, but I want to ask you where you...
Behind your back? I mean, were you dropped on your head as a kid? I mean, are you mentally impaired? I mean, not you, Alex Jones, but I mean, anybody listening to this show...
No, I understand.
I mean, what's the problem?
But, Max, that's what I'm trying to ask you.
You guys are.
That's what I'm trying to ask you is I was listening to Bloomberg Financial Saturday night. I was on with Geraldo, and I was driving home for 30 minutes listening to it. They had a former Goldman Sachs CEO on bragging that, well, the reason we do so good is we have our people all over government. I mean, they know they are a lawless mafia pirate group that...
You know, remember in New York City, where I lived for many years, you had a guy named Don Gotti, the Dapper Don, who was very blatant, walking around town in his $2,000 suits, you know, bragging about his criminality. Now you've got Lloyd Blankfein, who goes on TV bragging about his criminality because they know they can get away with it with impunity. It doesn't mean they're doing anything less criminal. It's just that there's no regulations in place right now at the moment. You know, the only way to get after these guys is you've got to attack it like a racket. You have to bring in anti-racketeering laws.
But they control NORTHCOM. They control Homeland Security. They control the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they're demonizing anyone that criticizes them. But I don't see it working this time. I mean, why are they so arrogant? I mean, I've never seen, and we've interviewed all these different financial experts, university professors, former federal regulators. They say there's never been fraud at anywhere near this magnitude. They cover it in Fall of the Republic that you appear in. I mean, why do they think they're invincible?
Well, this is the ego. I worked on Wall Street, and it's very typical to find people who have a God complex, because especially after the attacks of 9/11, there is this notion that they attacked the people on Wall Street, and for them to come back and reestablish their business, they're doing something more than just shuffling lots of paper and stealing money. They were now fighting some epic clash of civilization. So they got into their head that they're doing something cosmically important. And once you get, you know, you inhale the sniff of this God complex, it's very intoxicating. So the people, this is why they keep referring to themselves as God, because they really believe that they're doing something extraordinarily important for the benefit of humanity as a whole. This is the part of the propaganda model. You have to really believe you're God to put your head at the pillow at night and ignore the fact that you're impoverishing millions of people, and in countries around the world, you're causing mass starvation and colonization and massive problems. So they have this incredible God complex, and it goes right into the White House. You know, the problem in the White House is, of course, you've got basically the way, like Barack Obama, for example, the way he attacks healthcare. If he looks at the healthcare stocks, if they're going up, he says he thinks he's doing a good job. If they're going down, he thinks he's doing a bad job. He's a day trader. Barack Obama is a day trader. He looks at all the America's policies in front of him, and he trades them like a day trader who's just trading stocks all day. He has absolutely no idea. He's a servant of the people. He doesn't have any idea what that means. He's just basically nickel and diming.
Max,
trying to end the day with a few more bucks than he started with.
Max, I want to go to calls, but how do you see this ending? Not how you wish it would end, but trending outwards. We do see a lot of resistance forming. We see the bankers like Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake. How do you see this unfolding?
You and I end up doing wildly popular cooking shows. We're going to be on the Food Channel, and it's going to be Alex and Max cooking chili. You know, and it's all going to be over. We're going to be, let's make a chili. It's called the America chili, and we'll be, hey, Alex, remember when America existed back in a few years ago? They'll be like, yeah, it was a great country back then, wasn't it? Yeah, put a little bit more chili powder in the chili. Yeah, by the way, after this show, the Chinese will be coming on, the new owners of America, and they'll be making some nice Chinese food. Stay tuned for the next show. Bye, America, post-America, new China land. Bye.
Well, that really is it, but that's the bigger David Rockefeller plan. There's a method to this madness. They said in the 70s they would bankrupt us and move everything to China. And now China says they're the king daddy, and the police don't care as long as they can taser somebody, and I guess we just fall into a big pile, is what you're saying?
Well, clearly, on the money front, I mean, China has the ability to dictate policy in America, because every time the U.S. Tries to push back, China just says, okay, well, we're just going to stop buying your U.S. Treasury bonds. So they have the U.S. sovereignty, again, it's all about market trading, and China owns an extraordinary amount of U.S.
And I've never seen, Max, such saber rattling. Their government's openly saying they're going to start dumping the dollar, that we're now an enemy. I've got the articles here today that we're no longer on good stead with the U.S. Why is China saying all this?
Well, because they want to now let the world know that they're in charge and that people should not be doing deals with the U.S. Russia shouldn't be doing deals with the U.S. Iran, of course, they're doing deals with Iran, even though America is saber-rattling with Iran. They want to let the world know that they're open for business. All over Africa, they're buying strategic assets. They're buying oil-related assets. So China wants to let the world know that, listen, don't believe that malarkey coming out of the U.S., that they're still in control. We're in control. We're doing deals. We've got lots of money. We're open for business. They have to get that message out. And that's why they every time they get a chance, whether it's to go up against Google or go up against whomever, they want to let the world know that they're open for business and for the world to focus their attention on what's possible now in China.
And they also, on every front, say no to the UN. They're saying no to the carbon taxes. They're saying no to all of this, and saying, you Americans go ahead and raise carbon taxes, and then your banks are going to invest your money with us. Go ahead, idiots.
Well, China's not spending 50% of any of the, you know, in the U.S., they spend 50% of tax revenue, $1.5 trillion, on defense. To fight wars, that are completely obsolete, because now we know that the World War III is going to be fought in the currency pits. It's going to be currency against currency. No one's going to send tanks. You know, China doesn't need to send tanks to California. They're just going to dump U.S. Treasury bonds. They're not going to waste money buying, you know, infrastructure, except military infrastructure, unless it makes good TV shows.
No, they're actually building a real infrastructure. They're actually building a real infrastructure. And instead, our infrastructure is body scanners, checkpoints, pot-bellied cops with machine guns.
Well, the U.S. just put its first high-speed train in California. China, I think, already has enough high-speed train track to go from New York to L.A. or something. It's something extraordinary. You know, they're putting in high-speed train tracks. I mean, but they're clearly in control. And it's, you know, the solutions for the U.S. are not hard to figure out. But the problem is you've got this incredible bottleneck, because you've got the banks and the politicians have fused together to create this enormous hurdle.
Well, the other big problem, Max, we're going to break and come back with some calls, is the Pentagon says, well, we're going to expand worldwide, but even if we implode, we'll make the American people our enemy and continue our domination here. And they'd like to live like Somalia, where the Pentagon, with bankers above them, just sits on top of a big slag heap with all of us walking around in loincloths. And so the Pentagon's just taken over the roads, the schools, the police, body scanners, license plate readers.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Max Kaiser will be with us 5 minutes into the next hour. MaxKaiser.com is his website. A lot of great information there. You can also watch his TV show. He's got it linked up there. We are taking your phone calls now. It's simple. Either the big central banks go or we go. They openly say they're setting up world government. They're going to run our lives, cut off our resources, It's a total nightmare, and I'm just here covering it, and I've got every major newspaper and government operation demonizing the hell out of me right now because we are effective, and they know that we know they're criminals. And coming up next hour, I'm going to get into all the news that I haven't even covered yet. It's just unspeakably insane. Let's go to Melissa in Mass. You're on with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Max. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have two really quick things to know. I used to work at TD Bank. I worked there for 4 years. And one thing is that they utilize a website blocker that's intended to be used for employees so they don't look at sexually vulgar or sexually explicit websites. They block both InfoWars and Prison Planet and list it for militant behavior. So I thought that was interesting. I thought that you should know that. Second thing, this new overdraft fee revenue law that's going into effect July 1st, is there a bottom line there that we're not seeing? I know how important overdraft fees are to the big banks.
Yeah, this is a question that I'd throw in for Max. They're announcing that they may not insure your money markets. They're announcing they may keep your money for 7 days. They're openly talking about dollar devaluations. They're openly saying they may take people's pension funds, and the government will then give you part of it back. Max Kaiser.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just every week we get more information that's pointing pointing in the same direction, isn't it? The banks, they're out of money. They don't have any money. They want your money. They're setting it up now so that they can make it easy to freeze your account. You don't have access to your account or whatever. I mean, they're broke. They're sitting on hundreds and billions of losses that they have not yet disclosed. There's another second leg to the crisis in play right now. There's another huge gap down in real estate.
But they're saying they're going to use the crisis to have a constitution of the world where we pay our taxes to the banks.
They consider any deposit in any bank, they consider it to be their money. Let's just say that.
And they think Northcom, just like they're doing in Greece, will allow them to take everybody's money.
Right, and they're using this propaganda model that we're God, and we need to fight the bad guys, and if you resist, you're a scapegoat. You know, and talk about Citibank. Citibank last week, it was disclosed that this group, it's a new group called Fabulous. It serves the gay community. The Citigroup said, we don't like your material. We're going to freeze your account. So here they're scapegoating the gay community. When did we see that last? Oh, the 1930s in Nazi Germany.
And again, they pick a group they think's unpopular with most people to set the precedent. Like, oh, we're just going to secretly arrest Americans that are Muslims, and now they've got a bill for everybody.
It's classic scapegoating, 101. Scapegoating 101.
Thank you, Melissa. Pastor in Ohio, you're on the air.
Let me just add something to that. You know, you remember in America we had the Jim Crow laws, which were discriminatory laws.
Yes.
You know, and some people could only use this. You know, it's the coloreds only bathroom, right? Coloreds only sections in the restaurant. Sit at the back of the bus. Well, the same things are being applied to interest rates. If you're Goldman, you get to borrow money at 1% and get a free rate of return at 17%. If you're everybody else, you have to borrow money at 17%, and the most you'll ever get on that is 1% on your money.
Well, that's so like the EU.
It's a Jim Crow law using interest rates. It's discriminating against anyone who's not a Goldman Sachs employee. Get at the back of the bus and shut up.
Well, in the EU, the bureaucrats have a 17% income tax, and everybody else has a 50%. And it's the same thing expanding on every level. Now they have these Homeland Security no-fly lists. It'll be no work list. And they just magically put whoever they want on it with no evidence. I mean, it's just but don't worry, we'll arrest some college students that threw some cotton balls out on the ground. That means black people pick cotton. We'll arrest them for terrorism, but then we'll abort 52% of the black people. Max Kaiser, stay there. Let's jam in a few calls in the next 5 minutes, back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.